Direct from 95BFM, it's Friday Live.
Adam Hathaway just clearing his throat.
Again.
How's it going?
Decent.
It's been, it's probably been about 12 months since you've been up at BFM. I don't know if it's been 12 months like since you've been in Auckland.
I reckon it has been. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this for some reason, I haven't got around to getting here this year. Don't know why.
Well,
there's a few reasons you may not have been up to Auckland. But Adam Hathaway and the Haunters, for those of you that don't know. Adam, you also play with Easton from Christchurch.
Yep, and Gina.
And Gina?
Yep, she's here.
She's here. She's kind of like doing the no thing and don't kind of point at me. Adam, you're on tour with Adam Hathaway and the Haunters at the moment. How's it going?
Yeah, decent. It's been fun. Mm-hmm. It's been necessary.
Good to get out the house.
Necessary as in...
Oh, my God.
Are you playing like a large New Zealand tour? Are you just hitting all the main centres or what's going on?
It's larger than a gym. It's large.
Large.
Yeah. It's 12 shows. We got a hi-ace. A groovy old rusted over hi-ace from the groovy era of...
'90s.
Did you buy it for the tour kind of thing?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah, that's a big tour right there. I mean,
But we plan on doing more tours, hopefully. Right. Yeah.
So fingers crossed for the Warrant kind of buzz.
Yeah, exactly.
Adam Hathaway and the Haunters, are you playing any summer festival dates aside from tonight at the Wine Cellar? Do you have anything in the pipeline for the rest of the summer that people should be aware of?
The only things that I would think of would be festivals. There's one called Nest Fest that's not
in Hawke's Bay.
Yes.
Awesome.
Just getting away some tickets.
Nothing up here in Auckland. Northland, I don't think.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's all good.
So,
we'll probably,
obviously implore everyone to go to Wine Cellar tonight and then Lee Sawmill tomorrow then, if you want to get your fix.
Yeah, hard out. We're playing tonight at the Wine Cellar with Kendall, Elise, and Eddie from Dictaphone Blues.
Yo.
Oh.
So it's really fun lineup.
Toads.
Well, look, you're there with your guitar, kind of good to go. Oh, we've got the mics pretty much in the place. How do you mention that? I might move this mic into a more generous position and then we'll let you have a little hoon.
Okay.
Adam Hathaway, ladies and gentlemen.
People keep on
Normally it's just John and I, but with a couple of extra people here, it feels more appropriate. Give you a chance to sort of wet your whistle with a parrot dog.
Mm-hmm.
Tell us about these songs that you're playing as well. Let us know what's going on, why you're playing them, what you might be playing at the show, etc.
Yeah, it could be. Well, anything could be played at the show. We've got two albums that we've put out in the past.
And they're all kind of good to go. And you open to like people going, play that fucking song that I like.
Yeah, I would do it. Anything. We'll do whatever it takes to please people. That's why we're in this business. That and the money.
I mean, a wine cellar, is a venue for just, like, printing money, really.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, yeah. There you go. Yeah, we've got two albums out. One of them, they're both quite different, but we've got a new album that's coming out in a couple months that we've put out one single for, then the next one's coming out next week.
Is that the one with the video?
Yeah. There's a video called Wasting Our Time, and we're just goofing off and playing. Yeah.
Yeah, it's good. It's great.
Yeah. Fun. Yeah.
Someone's saying this guy rules. His name is Adam Hathaway. Look it up.
Was it?
I thought
you said disco rules.
Oh, no. That's a fact, though.
Which it does.
Whereabouts have you recorded the new one?
Is it my dad or something?
Have you recorded down in Christchurch?
Thanks, Dad.
This new album, this new album we've recorded was at a place called The Sitting Room in Christchurch in Littleton.
Okay.
Yeah. Because the album before that we actually recorded up here in Auckland at The Lab. And this new album was recorded at The Sitting Room.
Nice.
Produced and engineered by a guy called Ben Edwards, and he's a friend of ours and a real good producer.
Right on.
Real good.
I was going to ask if that was a tactical move, but then those two descriptions pretty much described it. So we're good. That's good.
Would you like to play another one for us?
Why not?
Tell us about the song as well.
I'll tell you all
this
about
it. It's something that I wrote. It's an old sea shanty.
Not that like happens all the time, but I just thought.
No, it does mention being at sea.
Okay.
About being, you know, about someone who was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And it's because it's all influenced by. It's actually got a story to it, which. Not really. And by the way, I never would say, like, go into this on stage, but you asked.
Yeah.
And it's about. I got the idea for the line from something that one member of my family said to another one about some things that had gone down, and then someone said, well, you know, we've all done some bad things, and I didn't know whether that was a good way of looking at things or not, but it's just made for a good line, so I thought I'd just write it into this little,
nice.
Something, little bit of something for you.
Fair enough.
Should I do it?
Yes,
yeah.
Please.
Okay.
Yes, please.
Well, I just thought of a new family. Put the boy out of his mind. We've all done some bad things, babe. We've all done some bad things. Hey. And then it just, well, he thought of his time at sea. And he just thought of a brand new day. We've all done some bad things, babe. We've all done some bad things. Hey, hey, hey. Well, none of us are doing enough as a and slips away. Well, none of us were doing enough. And the evening slips. your stage is right where you are. And I thought of both of you when I heard the song Shooting Star. We've all done some bad things, babe. We've all done some bad things.
Maybe that clap came in a little bit quick. I felt like the guitar was
okay, sorry, that was me.
Just a heads up.
You're when right. People, if you do that live, man, I will hit the roof at a live show. Yeah.
That's when you like to sneak in with another verse, like, oh, sorry.
I did the thing that I hate people do the other day, when someone finishes a song and there's no, you know, it's there's no...
Resolve?
No, what I was going to say was that you don't know if people are going to clap or not.
Right.
There's no guarantee.
True.
And then before there's a clap, some schmuck always goes, "Thank you for playing, for listening to my song that I wrote about my big hairy boyfriend or whatever," you know. And I was like, oh, I wasn't even gonna clap, you schmuck. But I did that the other day because it was so awkward because there were like six people.
Fuck, you gotta say something.
Yeah.
Was there a clap?
Well, the after that, and then I berated myself on stage after that, and it got real weird.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Where was that?
It was just my mum's living room.
Like a mum and dad in full support.
Yeah. Someone's got to be. He's got Gina as well.
You got the Hyundai, man.
Yeah, we don't need anything else.
How many in the band?
There's four with us on this tour.
How many seats in the Hyundai?
Eight.
And so most of that is like amps and stuff. You cruising around with a drum kit and everything?
No. Well, yeah, no, we are. Yep. That's right.
Yeah.
Cool. No, there's a bit of boot space. We drove around with the full back line and two other people in the car the other day.
It's kind of cool to know it's that you can do good. That, eh? Like get it all in one thing.
Yeah. We used to have more people in the band. We used to have, sometimes we've had like a small horn section because we've done different kind of styles and stuff.
That'd be more of a home turf situation, no doubt.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. And we thought we could maybe drive and do some tours with more people, and that's why it'd be worth having. We just thought it'd be good to have a van, to have enough space to have maybe a few people and a lot of gear, but that's a boring thing to talk about.
Nestfest?
It's good to have a van.
Ideally, would you have a horn section at Nestfest, which BFM is presenting down at the Black Barn January 9th?
Fucking
yeah.
You don't have to wax.
We only have... huh?
You don't have to wax about Nestfest.
Yeah.
John's just trying to do some kind of plug right now.
I think it was pretty... reasonable.
It's not bad. Yeah, I actually want to talk about the guitar. How long have you had the Gibson
for? This is my friend's dad's guitar. I don't own an acoustic guitar. Perfect. That's kind of why I wanted to get the Martin while I was up here.
It looks like someone's dad's guitar hard out.
Yeah, and I thought it was cool with it. And then like I just was like leaving the stage and it just went like that on something. He was like, "Mind me, guitar!" And I was like, I didn't even know he was there.
Like a pirate.
Oh yeah. But
to be sure about my guitar.
But I found out that he had it in his closet and he didn't play it, hadn't played it live, like, ever, and I was like, I'm taking it.
For sale, you got to do
that.
Way.
You know, if anyone needs anything that I've got that I don't need, I would let them have it.
Definitely to take it public a couple times, you know, get it out.
Just chuck on a balaclava and take it.
So what do you play on stage then?
I don't really play acoustic that much live. We might do it at Lee Sawmill, but this was because our good buddy who plays drums in our band, Ryan Fisherman, who's... Mm-hmm. A really, really great songwriter from Christchurch. He opened for us, which is real good having a real good songwriter as your drummer. Mm. He opened for us on a couple of the shows. So we had the acoustic, so he could play solo, and I might play it. But live, I have a Stratocaster.
Oh, nice.
And Al Moore, who plays guitar in my band, he's a Tally. And yep. So
it's a good match there.
Yeah.
Yeah, a couple of zones covered.
Don't want two Strats.
No, that'd be
disgusting.
I think you can have two Tallies though, weirdly enough.
We have had two Tallies and it is all right.
Yeah. For one on the bridge and one on the neck pickup or
something.
Yeah,
you could do that.
Right on. Tech speak, BFM, we love that stuff. Adam, have you got one more song for us?
I wanted to do a cover, is that okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah, disclaimer, this is a cover.
Rage Against the Machine bomb track or?
Someone's playing that right now on the street.
Floor is yours, mate.
the band just fly in. Swimming suits are on the line just drying. I'll meet you there for our conversation. I hope it didn't ruin your whole vacation. Well, you never know how far from home you're feeling. Do you watch the shadows cross the ceiling? Well, I don't know, but I can see it snowing. And in your car, the windows are wide open. Just come on home. Come on home. You don't have to. And minds at random. That old Easter egg ain't got a leg to stand on. Well, I can see that you can't win for trying. And New Year's Eve is bound to leave you crying. Just come on home. Come on home. You don't have to.
Lovely, lovely, lovely. That's Adam Hadaway, ladies and gentlemen. See him with the Haunters tonight at Wine Cellar,
yeah,
and tomorrow at Lee Sawmill. And is that like the peak, or is that it anymore?
Oh, then we actually, after we drive back down, we're going to Dunedin and Queenstown the following weekend.
Nice. Getting a bit of love on this exchange. Someone's saying, yep, you're so fucking good, I've just followed you on Instagram. Also had a text through from John Campbell.
John Campbell.
Oh, he's having a good time out there.
Oh, I love him.
Who does it? He's just saying that earlier in the show he heard his own sad voice, and I'm like, man, it's cool that John Campbell thinks that his voice is sad. Makes me feel good about my voice.
Playing himself down. You're the man, John Campbell. Also,
Adam Hadaway tonight at the Wine Cellar with the Haunters, then tomorrow night up at Lee Sawmill. Get amongst, get involved. This is your best chance to see them this side of Christmas in Auckland.
This side of Christmas.
Well, we'll see how we go. Could be back.
Thanks so much for dragging the guitar up here and giving us a couple.
It was fun.
We really appreciate
it. Thanks.
Anytime.
Yeah, cool.
Friday Live on 95 BFM.